11:35 in the zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, joined by some special guests. Christy Milligan has been on the show before. We did the giveaway for before the last cupcake game for Arkansas last year. Yes, we did have a pig in the cupcake, which was awesome. Not an actual pig, though, just a little pretend pig, which was brilliant. Christy has Cupcakes on Kavanaugh, Cupcakes on the Ridge. Again, let me thank you publicly for your support of our Living for Life, which was awesome.
My pleasure. Anything for you guys?
Pull that mic right up there so make sure everybody can hear you. And then we're also joined by Hannah Harriman. We are talking about an event that's going to raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Yes, definitely. Hannah can tell you all about the event.
Okay.
Yeah, we are going to have a really fun event on September 7th. It's called Taste of the Finest. We are going to be celebrating the finest that Little Rock has to offer as far as food, beverage, music. Tragically White will perform. And then we'll also celebrate the finest young professionals in Little Rock, Christy being one of those.
Without a doubt.
All right.
Absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate
you
that.
You could have gotten two spots for each of your stores probably. But
right.
That's very cool. So who else is being honored in this thing? And do they all have food, or is it just all kinds of different walks of life?
No, all walks of life.
It's all
singers,
walks of life.
You got musicians?
Well, we don't have any musicians.
See, told you. They don't have musicians, though. Everything else but.
Yeah, we have some great honorees. We have Rob Pfizer from Arvest. We have Chris Doolittle from BKD.
I trust
BKD.
My money with them. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, just some good financial people.
Great
Taylor
people.
Adams from Merrill Lynch. So there's 25 total, so I won't go through all of them. But.
Okay.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you do cover a lot of different aspects.
Oh, absolutely.
There are a lot of good folks that are going to provide food, including Cupcakes on
Cupcakes
Kavanaugh.
Cupcakes will be there,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. We have Bonefish, Tzatzikis, Zaza's.
Is Tommy Keat one of them?
Jake is one of our honorees.
Is Tommy Keat jealous?
Jake's
his brother, right?
I haven't asked him. Yes, I haven't asked him. But
so you put Tommy to the side for his brother? Wow, this is interesting.
Well, we have some great committee members, and they are good friends with Jake, so he's happy to join the committee the list.
He's just not recognizable right now at this time
of his
life.
I saw that your mama's good food will be there as well.
They will.
Will there be meatloaf?
I hope so.
Because if I got meatloaf followed by a cupcake from Cupcake on Kavanaugh,
there's Xanadu. Not much.
What if
there's
I make you a cupcake that looks like meatloaf?
That would be good.
What about that?
That would be impressive. I got to be honest. I'm a sucker for their meatloaf with that the Cajun sauce stuff they put over it. It's fantastic.
What's the next step in the world of cupcakes? Are they always going to maintain the same shape?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Yeah, classic.
It's just a classic, but we're always developing new flavors and doing different ideas. I was thinking of one today, like a fig pistachio. I don't know if that's up your. I don't know if that's really up your alley or not.
I was just.
That sounds good.
Just thinking about that.
And the funny thing
why
is,
why don't they have fig pistachio?
You were just mentioning this morning how you've been a little irregular. That'll help.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. And the pistachio, you're gonna take the shells off, right?
Let me tell you something.
It's favorite part of the.
You
pistachio.
Drink a couple cups of coffee and have a couple of fig pistachios. You are going to be feeling fantastic.
I always feel fantastic.
That's true. You'd be all good. So what? This is for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. What exactly? Yep. You have something earmarked for the money, or just the general fund, or how does this? What's all this money going to go to for the event?
Well, the money raised here will go towards the foundation. 90 cents. It's always important for us to share that 90 cents of every dollar goes directly to care, research, drug development. So the money that we raise is, we're very efficient with the funds that we raise.
90 cents is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
pretty massive.
That's impressive, yeah.
It's very impressive.
And Christy, for you, not only is this an opportunity to get the recognition you so richly deserve.
You're
but
so sweet.
But also, this is a personal thing for you, too. You've got a friend who passed away from cystic fibrosis.
I do. It's a very personal connection. I lost my dear friend, Claudia Fulton, 10 years ago to cystic fibrosis, and that's my connection. So I saw firsthand what the disease did, not only to the patients, to the family, to friends, you know, how it really affects these people. And when the foundation honored me, I wanted to do what I could personally and professionally to honor the foundation back. So what I've done as a business is there are yellow rose cupcakes in the store and here in the studio, obviously. And children have a hard time saying cystic fibrosis, so they say 65 roses. So I have the yellow roses on top of the cupcakes. I chose yellow because that's for friendship. And they're $3.95 in the store, and 100% of that $3.95 goes to the foundation.
Very awesome.
So, and then 90% of that, of course, what you just heard, goes to research and development. So that's huge. And so we've already, I mean, our customers at Kavanaugh, our customers at The Ridge have been phenomenal buying these yellow roses. So we just appreciate you guys letting us reach out and tell everybody to come into the store if you need a sweet treat. Not only can you get a cupcake, but you're also helping a great cause.
Well, in addition to that, you've been so kind to bring in a really cool cake. You're taking it to the next level, so the only thing better than a cupcake is a gigantic cupcake or a cake. and this one's covered in yellow roses. And, again, it's all edible, of course, not actual yellow roses, which makes it even better. But and I've tweeted a picture of it as well, and I think Pat's retweeting it. We may try to get it out on the Buzz Twitter as well. But what we're going to do is take donations. You can email us a donation, and then I'll have you take that back, and I'll have him come by and pick it up there and pay for it there, and then you can make sure the money gets where it needs to be. But she's been kind enough to bring this really cool cake.
It's a lemon cake.
Oh, it's lemon.
It's lemon.
How do you do?
Yes.
That's perfect on a hot summer evening.
Yes,
a little dessert for a good meal. But go by and or send us the donation, then I'll forward it on to you, and then they can come by and pick it up at some point this afternoon. They can work it out. I'll have them get a hold of you. But that's
and 100%, whoever bids on this, 100% of that will go to the foundation as well.
Okay. We need to get at least, $1,000.
Yeah.
We could start our bids at like, $50. Start at $50 and see where we go from there.
Let's
start right here in the radio station.
Yeah.
Who is going to step up?
You need to
have a lot of managers around here that make a lot of money.
Well, our GM.
You need to donate. Am I right?
That's right.
Our GM,
no excuses.
Our GM is a sucker for lemon. We need to go start with Steve and see what we can get out of him.
Come on, Steve.
What a great gift to give to your wife tonight. A nice little surprise.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What about to your husband? Don't you think
also,
that'd be a nice little gift, too?
Also a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And absolutely. If you don't bake, you just tell him you really worked hard on it today. He won't know any different.
Yeah. Well, he's listening, so he probably wouldn't.
I mean you personally. I mean the listener.
Yeah, I think your husband would catch on to the fact.
Yeah. He's like,
Justin, what we're also doing. Oh, Pat, did I interrupt you?
No, I really didn't have anything to say.
Okay,
matter of fact, I'm done.
We're just filling time, so if you have anything important to say, hey, look at that!
Have somebody?
My favorite guy, Crazy Mike, sent in a $75 donation. He's a sucker for cake.
Awesome.
And he likes lemons,
too. Oh, that is phenomenal.
Mike is the most charitable dude. I'll tell you what, he really stepped up big for us, too, with the live-in, so I appreciate Mike.
That's wonderful.
Mike.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
If you want to go bigger than 75, you can email me, Justin, at 1037thebuzz.com. Good for you, Mike. You're sweet.
Well, I was gonna tell you, too, that if you can go on our website, which is eatacupcake.com, there is a CF icon at the bottom of the page, and you can donate from there. And if you donate $5 or more and print your receipt and bring it into the store, I will give you a cupcake.
Look at that.
Yes.
A free cupcake.
A free cupcake.
Wow.
And so not only are you donating, you're getting a cupcake. So it's really a win-win. Yes.
Now, this is September 7th, you said, is the event.
Yes.
Where is it being held?
It's going to be at the Metroplex off Colonel Glenn.
Thank you for calling it the Metroplex.
Yeah. The tickets are $50 each. So. So for $50, you can come enjoy all the food, all the drinks that you want. We have a silent auction, Tragically White. I mean, it's going to be a fun
night.
It's going
to be a party, and we expect to see all you guys there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be leaving town that afternoon to go for UCA's on the road. That's the day of the Paul Eels Golf Tournament, though.
Oh.
So you come in, you play a little golf for the Paul Eels Tournament, then you head over there and get yourself a nice meal and support another great cause. You can support two great causes in the same day.
And the Little Rock Games the next day. Just pack it in.
Look,
big weekend.
I mean, you'd be fighting off a cupcake hangover on Saturday morning, getting yourself out to a tailgate, getting all ready for the big game. Be beautiful. I love that.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, again, email me, Justin, at 1037thebuzz.com or thezone at 1037thebuzz.com if you want to make a donation of $76 plus and take a cake or any of the other opportunities. And if they just want to buy tickets and come out to the event and support it that way, how do they do that?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to our website, which is arkansas.cff.org /tasteofthefinest, and you can purchase tickets online. We'll also, you'll be able to purchase at the door as well.
Okay, good. So I don't have to do it in advance.
Yeah, I mean, we'd prefer advance, but that's perfectly fine to buy at the door.
My man Pat here and myself, we're usually kind of do stuff at the last minute, so that would be easier for us.
Last minute kind of guys.
But yeah, if we can, in advance is good.
Where is the list of the other fellow
honorees?
There was a Hope in the High Profile. There was a...
I usually read that, but I was out of town.
You were out of town.
In Pine Bluff, they don't get the newspaper out there. They get the Pine Bluff commercial.
They have the paper.
Pine Bluff commercial.
And you can get the Democrat Gazette there, too.
Oh, come on.
So if you have a paper left over from Sunday, you can see a nice article that talks about the foundation and the event, and it has a list of all of the
Is this former quarterback, Zach Clark?
I think
he spells it a little different.
I don't believe so.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, formerly Sarah Huckabee, formerly and still is Governor Huckabee's daughter, though, right?
That is correct.
That's good, and she's in town. I didn't realize that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try to pretend that I'm going to pronounce where she works, but she's doing good work, obviously. So a lot of good folks on here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, and the full list is on the website as well.
Okay, cool. Well, good. Well, congratulations to all the folks who were honored. Yeah. Thanks to you for doing the good work. We have a $100 bid on the phone right there. Oh, did you get his information there, Big Baby?
Yes, I did.
You're the man. Thanks to Steve Hardiman, the new bar has been set at $100, the bar for the cake.
Thank you, Steve. $100. That is phenomenal.
Steve Hardiman. Boom. All right, and I'm going to have Christy take it back, so once we get a winning bid, I'll let her know who got it. We will alert the person who won it, and you can go by and pick it up at Kavanaugh?
Yes, the Kavanaugh location, right in the Heights.
Fantastic. How's everything else? You guys doing good?
Doing great, yeah. Just busy, back to school.
Yeah, really. When's the little one go back?
Starts kindergarten on Monday.
Are you okay?
I'm a little bit of an emotional wreck.
Let me tell you something. Mike, just Crazy Mike says 120. Sorry, Steve. You got to step it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy Mike.
Keep it going.
Crazy,
I love it.
Crazy Mike's digging it. $120 he wants it for. So, Steve, if you want in, come on in at 121 or more. My wife and I took the kids to school today for the first day. Kindergarten for the youngest.
Kindergarten.
She was on edge. She was teetering, but we kind of held the tears back, so it was good. But I wish you lots of luck. I didn't realize what a big deal that was. She's like, it's kindergarten. And I'm like, and? We still have 12 more years after that before he goes to college.
I don't know. It's huge.
Yeah. Have you gotten a call from the school yet?
Yeah. No, he hadn't gotten thrown out yet, so that's good.
It's half a day.
Actually, they're already out. They only went till 11:30, so they're fine.
It'd be fine.
Mine's going to go till 2:30 the whole day.
Oh, no.
All day, every day. Yes. I've got to hold it together next Monday.
That'll be tough.
My little man. I've got to hold it together. And then he's excited.
But you don't have to cry again for 12 years after that.
It's going to be Monday's going to be the longest day, I think.
Yeah.
Ever.
That'll be hard. Wait, maybe take him lunch or something.
You're not allowed to for 2 weeks. I'm not allowed to go up there for two.
What?
I know.
What is this, prison?
I know. I'll be in the bushes. Don't kid yourself. I'll be the one. You see the curly hair sticking up over the bushes. I'll be like.
What do you mean you can't go there and just.
Well, because it's hard on the kids. You know, the moms come in, they want them to transition.
I think we can all agree that it's 10 times harder on the parents than the kids because they get busy and they're doing their thing.
He'll be 6 in November. So he's
6
five.
In November, and he's got a full day of school already? That's
kindergarten, big guy.
Well, kindergarten, we used to do, it was a morning session or an afternoon session.
You remember kindergarten, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember kindergarten.
Well, it's been longer for me than it has been for you.
The first time I saw a computer, I remember.
An Apple IIe?
We had an Apple IIc at my house, but we had graduation ceremonies in kindergarten with our hats.
Yeah, I don't
everything.
Know about all that. They still do that. I don't know about.
I remember getting in trouble.
It's a big deal.
You
it's
did?
A big deal.
I do. That's all I remember about kindergarten is getting in trouble.
I had the biggest graduation party from kindergarten you can imagine. Ice luge, everything.
You were like Billy Madison.
In ice?
Yeah, but you were 17. I mean, it was a big year for you.
I had to do it over.
They
sorry.
Were excited. They were excited you finally got out.
It was great. It was a great time.
Okay, so
St. Anthony's.
Eatacupcake.com or arkansas.cff.org.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Crazy Mike, thank you, my man. Somebody outbid Crazy Mike. I can't have him taking home this cake. Put a few pounds
Why
on
not?
I'm worried about because I'm worried about him.
Listen, the guy's got a sweet tooth.
He's got a sweet tooth, but you know what? I want somebody else to take it home.
Thank you, Crazy Mike.
Crazy Mike's a good dude. He's a good guy. You get him in on the. If you guys do this next year, you need to get him in as one of your restaurants. If you don't have him in already,
absolutely.
He's actually cooking at the Paul Eels deal. He's doing food for the Paul Eels tournament, so it's gonna be fun.
Now the restaurants, they are representative of not everybody who is a young professional.
No. There's only one restaurant that I saw in there that was
just Tzatziki's.
Right, okay. Tzatziki's and Cupcakes.
And Cupcakes.
That's right.
She's gonna be our finest.
Do you consider yourself a restaurant?
No, I was gonna say.
You're in your own category.
Bakery.
Yeah, bakery. You do coffee there.
We do.
So it's kind of like a cafe, too?
Yes.
It's a good place to take a date if you ever get one.
Is it cannolis? No, you don't do that kind of stuff.
We don't do cannolis.
I'm just curious.
Small cakes and cupcakes.
Yeah.
Coffee, drinks.
Tiramisu?
Hang out.
Does that fall in the...
We have done a tiramisu cupcake.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
It's been... I like the way you like the least.
Chrissy, he really wants you to... He wants you to be Italian. He wants you to be an Italian bakery so bad.
We did on April Fool's Day last year, we did a spaghetti and meatball cupcake.
Oh, did you?
It looked like spaghetti. It was not spaghetti and meatballs.
No, sure.
It looked
of course.
Like spaghetti
But I'm sure it'd be fantastic.
Yes. It was kind of fun.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate y'all. Always good to see you. Thanks for bringing the treats, and let's get this cake thing moving, folks. Let me see if I got any emails on it.
Now, you're going to leave that cake with us?
I'm going to take it back to Kavanaugh for either Crazy Mike or the next person that calls in and bids $150.
Yeah, Ron sent me a $100 donation, but it's up to $120 now, thanks to Crazy Mike. So let's get it moving, folks, and then you can go pick it up later on at Kavanaugh. So good seeing y'all. Good luck with the event. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Thank
Appreciate
you, Pat.
You.
Thank you, girls.
Y'all are fabulous.
September 7th, get out and enjoy the event. 11:50 in the zone.